KJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, let's take a look at some of the action at the Drake Relays Friday in Southwest Iowa. Scoring in girls' discus, Lene Conforst, a senior from Glenwood, placed 11th in that event. In the girls' long jump, placing second was Darby Thomas, a freshman from Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. In the boys' high jump, Cody Durbin of Otobold Arthur BCIG, a senior, placed second in that event. Kemper Catholic senior, our sophomore, Miles Ruepiper, was seventh. Athletic senior Alec Hayes placed 15th in the boys' high jump. In the girls' sprint medley, it was Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln taking the team score of a 149.88 in 11th place. In 14th place in the boys' sprint medley was Mount Air. The girls' 4x200 meter relay was in Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln played 20th in that event. Lewis Central placed 11th in the boys' 4x200 relay. And the boys' 4x400 relay preliminaries, Lewis Central placed 5th. Now you can find all the results from the Drake Relays under a link on the sports page of the same story at KJAN.com. In high school golf Friday, in girls' action, it was Coon Rapids Bayard with the best low team score of 255. West Central Valley was second with 278. Exira EHK placed third. Cam had no team score. Medalist for the event was Morgan Ferguson of Cam, who shot a 54. Runner-up was Jory Esslinger of Coon Rapids Bayard, who shot a 55. Elsewhere in girls' golf, it was Creston taking first place at an event with 193 points. Clorinda had 219, a score of 219. The medalist for that event was Madison Hance of Creston, who shot a 44. Elsewhere, it was Griswold having a score of 232. Riverside had no team score in their event. The medalist was Mattiah Peters of Griswold, who shot a 52. And in the Tri-Center versus Underwood girls golf match, it was Tri-Center beating Underwood with a low score of 221 to 232. Medalist was Jordan Ollie of Underwood, who shot a 52. In boys golf, Exira EHK was the winner in a team event with a 191 score. Cam was second with 206. West Central Valley had no team score. The medalist for that particular event was Chris Paulson of Exira EHK, who shot a 45. Runner-up was Gage Lauritsen of Exira EHK, who came into the 46. Griswold beat Riverside in an event 177 to 210, the final scores. Medalist was James Reynolds of Griswold, who shot a 40. And Underwood beat Tri-Center 186 to 189. The medalist for that event was Connor Fink of Underwood. In high school soccer action Friday, Atlantic girls had a double overtime win over Harlan 4-3. The winning score was shot with just 1 minute left. Papillion South La Vista beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in girls soccer 6-0. In boys action, it was Atlantic over Harlan 1-0. Atlantic is 7-4 on the season. Underwood beat St. Albert 1-0 in soccer. In high school tennis action, in girls tennis, it was Lewis Central over Atlantic in team scoring 9-0. Also in boys, it was Atlantic over Lewis Central 7-2. You can see the breakdown of those singles and doubles actions on our sports page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in sports, Iowa has rehired the son-in-law of football coach Kirk Ferentz to staff a position 3 years after he departed following questions of nepotism. Iowa announced Friday that Tyler Barnes will be the team's new director of recruiting. The 30-year-old Barnes has been working as an assistant at Vanderbilt since 2013. Barnes was hired in 2012 to work as an entry-level assistant for the Hawkeyes when he was dating Kirk Ferentz's daughter, Joanne. Ferentz pushed to extend Barnes's temporary position for a second year without disclosing to athletic director Gary Barta or others that Barnes was his future son-in-law, and that avoided a public search for the position. The university later moved the supervision of Barnes outside the football program, and he left Iowa for Vanderbilt months later. Ferentz's son, Brian, is also an assistant. Iowa State guard Naz Metro Long has been granted a hardship waiver by the Big 12, making him eligible to play as expected in 2016-17. Metro Long played 8 games as a senior last year before lingering pain from off-season hip surgeries became too much to overcome. Metro Long, who averaged 12 points a game in 2015-16, ended his season at the 8 game point, so he'll be eligible for the hardship waiver. Metro Long's return will bolster one of the nation's deepest backcourts. Star point guard Monty Harris made the somewhat surprising decision to return to Iowa State, and Matt Thomas emerged as a key player last season in Metro Long's absence. The Cyclones are also expected to bring in coveted junior college point guard Donovan Jackson. Bill Fennelly is defending himself and his coaching style 2 weeks after the longtime Iowa State women's basketball coach was sued by a former star player for race discrimination and retaliation. Fennelly met with the media for the first time since Nikki Moody filed a lawsuit in state district court that seeks unspecified damages. Moody, a standout point guard from 2012-2015, said she was repeatedly called a thug and labeled a selfish player. Fennelly declined to address her allegations Friday, citing pending litigation, but he said he's not the person he's been accused of being. He adds that he won't change the way he coaches because he's motivated to make players accountable and to do the right thing. Elsewhere in sports, in Major League Baseball action, Steven Strasburg struck out 9, including a 7 of 8 in one stretch, and the Washington Nationals got home runs from Michael Taylor and Danny Espinosa in a 5-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night, a game we had for you here on KJAN. Taylor's second leadoff homer of the year ended a 22-inning scoreless drought for the Nationals. Espinosa's first of the season was a 2-run shot that capped a 4-run fourth against Mike Leake. Strasburg, who gave up 2 runs on 8 hits and 7 innings with 1 walk. He has 29 strikeouts and 22 in the third innings in his last 3 outings. Jonathan Papelbon earned his 8th save in 9 chances for Washington, which is 5-0 in Strasburg's starts. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs chose versatile defensive tackle Chris Jones from Mississippi State with the 6th pick in the 2nd round of the NFL draft last night. The Chiefs had traded their first-round choice to San Francisco Thursday night for a package that included the number 37 overall pick plus selections in 4th and 6th rounds. The 6'6", 308-pound Jones provides depth along the defensive line after the retirement of veteran Mike DeVito this offseason. He also gives the Chiefs some bargaining leverage with defensive tackle Dontari Poe, whose contract expires after next season. Chiefs general manager John Dorsey had expressed his admiration of UCLA linebacker Miles Jack on Thursday night, but Jacksonville moved up to take him 1 pick ahead of Kansas City. I'll have a check of more sports, including more action from the NFL draft last night, on our next report coming up at around 8:15 this morning. This report on sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.